The referendum that Viktor Orban initiated this weekend was supposed to give him or back him up regarding his EU immigration policy. And now that only about 40% of the population, of the voting population, participated in the referendum, what does this say about Orban's standing?
I mean, in many ways, actually, the referendum is a draw, if I use a sort of a sport terminology. It's a draw because, in many ways, it's good news that Orban did not secure the 50% threshold for the referendum in Hungary to be considered as legitimate and successful. But also, on the other hand, the number of people that voted in favor of the government proposal was pretty high, and of course, the government party will try to portray this as a major success, and immediately yesterday's press conference, immediately they tried to compare with previous votes, such as the vote for joining the EU in 2004 and similar other votes. I think reality is a bit more complex at this moment. The good news is that the assault on European migration policy and European institutions that Orban has started last year and intensified in the previous month will now have to subside, and I think that's a good news. He won't have enough ammunition to continue battering the European institutions and his partners in the other member states. On the other hand, we should not neglect the referendum because it creates a lot of ramifications both for Hungary and for the European Union.
How can we interpret the 40% that participated in the referendum, which made it void, voting in the vast majority for Orban's plans? Can we say, or is it sensible to say that the rest of the people who did not vote, they probably do not necessarily back Orban's policy, but do not oppose it either? How can we interpret this abstaining from the vote?
For those who stayed at home, I think we would never know whether that was an act of resilience or protest or an act of indifference. They didn't care about going. The news is that, you know, in many ways, 60% of the voters didn't want to bother to do this, irrespective of the motivations, which means that there is no active support for such a divisive issue as it was presented by the government. Then also, among the 40% who went and voted, we should not neglect two important aspects. One is that actually the government mounted unprecedented campaign in the country. Literally, you know, week by week, we were all getting letters and on our doorsteps. We were the post, there was thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of posters and billboards around the country, really convincing the population into the fear, into the threat of migration, and this was unprecedented, even unprecedented compared to elections for the parliament or presidential or EU elections in terms of intensity of the campaign. Then the second factor is if one looks in the detailed vote, one could see that in the main cities, including Budapest, there was a lot of invalid votes. Like in Budapest, that's 11%. That also means a clear rejection. In addition to the low turnout rate, which was around 37%, that means it's a clear rejection of Orban's policy in the urban centers, and probably unprecedented since 2010. And I would not necessarily see that in that a direct support for the opposition, but definitely what one could interpret this is that Orban's policy on migration does not have as many supporters as he wanted to convince the country and Europe with this referendum.
Would you think that this referendum or the results of this referendum have any national or Hungarian ramifications, say any shiftings or or exchanges in the party, in the Fidesz party?
I do not expect changes in the Fidesz party, but I think that one good news about this referendum was that we didn't see the ultimate sliding of democratic standards in Hungary. This government has made a really big statement by developing Hungary as a non-liberal democracy, and what that meant. That meant that they suspended the independent institutions, but they allowed it the electoral democracy, so meaning the supremacy of elections and the winner takes it all attitude. Now, yesterday they could have been tempted to basically add or staff ballot boxes and by that totally discredit democracy in Hungary. That didn't happen. I see in that a good news. But unfortunately, the build-up to the referendum brought a lot of bad news. And the bad news were that actually this was not a fair campaign. There was a direct pressure on voters. They were scaring people that if they don't vote in favor of the referendum, the migrants or the refugees, the asylum seekers, will be settled in their communities and so on and so forth. So in many ways, I think this will have a long-term ramifications, because first time since 1989 in Hungary, there has been a lot of people who started doubting in the outcome of elections, and that's a serious fear that has been developed. Now, it's good that this referendum and the fact that the government position lost will instill back some confidence in elections as such in Hungary, but I don't think that will result in the direct votes for anyway very weak opposition. It probably will embolden more people to speak up and say what's happening in the country. The other obvious ramification will be what kind of position Hungary will take now vis-a-vis European Union. I hope that they will realize that their radical agenda has failed, and the fact that a mainstream party like Fidesz has taken on board radical agenda, such as, you know, as Jobbik used to have, does not bring more voters, will push them to go more into the mainstream and in the middle of the political spectrum. But that's more a hope rather than assessment of what will come next in Hungary.